vacation. He's back on Monday. My name is Charlie Rude, and thank you for joining in with me this morning on the Friday edition of Art's Show. Art usually has a Friday open line show, but we're going to dispense with that this morning because we have a special guest in studio. That joins me. Her name is Joyce Weiss, conflict resolution consultant, an internationally recognized group facilitator, motivational keynote speaker, specialist in employee performance and group learning, ready to help your company grow in the areas of work conflict and work morale. Good thing none of that ever happens in the workplace. Joyce Weiss, thank you for joining us and welcome to our studios this morning.
Thank you very much, Charlie.
Before we delve into details and talk about you and what you do and what's going to be happening, let's talk about why you are in our studios this morning. You're here for an event that's going on.
Yes. Today at 11:30 is registration for the Women in Leadership Mid-Michigan, and it's going to be at the Horizon Center, and it's from 12 to 1:30. And what's going to happen is for $20, guests can register at the door, and they're going to get lunch, and they're going to hear me speak about work-life balance or take the ride of your life. And probably the most important thing, Charlie, is I met the members last night at another event. They brought me in to speak to the members on Be Direct with Respect. For your listeners, if you want to be around the women that are the doers and shakers, this is the place to be.
Now, you did say women, so is this strictly restricted to women? Or
no.
Okay.
So. No, this is America.
I understand that, but sometimes you want to have a gathering for the women to have a chance to focus in.
No, and that's a great question. I even asked the same question last night.
So, again, it is a registration at 11:30, did you say? Okay. Mm-hmm. And then the event starts at noon, and it's a $20 Horizon Conference Center. Well-known place for events like this to take place. Joyce, how about the Reader's Digest version, I guess, of Joyce Weiss? Are you from Michigan originally?
Yes.
You still have the offices in West Bloomfield, is that
right? Yes, yes. I was born in Detroit, and I've been in Michigan my whole life. And I've been a conflict resolution consultant for 20 years. It's just taken me the last year to figure out that that's what it is. I started out giggling. I guess you know what I mean. It takes us a while. But
you're doing something. You don't really know what you're doing, but suddenly the light comes on, and you say, epiphany.
Well, especially in our economy, we had people weren't necessarily bringing in motivational speakers because they didn't have meetings to send their own people to. So I had to think another rebranding. Every 7 years, I always tell everybody, all my clients, you need to rebrand, you know, whether it's looking at your resume, doing something different. And I had a couple coaches help me, and that's when we decided, I'm about conflict. My middle name is conflict resolution. People on the airplane, or whether it's for free advice, or you know, when people hire me, that just seems to be what I do.
Now, most people, Joyce, try to avoid conflict.
Yes.
You're stepping right into it.
Well, I had some good experience. My family will kill me if they're listening here, but family taught me, and that's one of the reasons, Charlie, why I do this, because most people, they run away from it. They're afraid of it. Many times they don't know how to use the skills. So when they talk to a person like me, I mean, am I going to say in one, you know, session or after listening to this program, will you know exactly how to deal with all the conflict? Of course not. But at least if you want a better night's sleep and you don't want to get up in the middle of the night thinking of someone that you need to talk to, and then you get up maybe 10 minutes later saying, what should I say to this person? That's when I say you really need to talk to someone, because I give people a better night's sleep.
Well, before we delve more into that, let me back up, because you said you've been doing this for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
How did you originally get into what you started to do 20 years ago? Maybe didn't realize it until a few years ago, but how did you actually kind of get into the field?
I was a school teacher. That's what my degree was. Stayed home, raised the children, and I took an assessment right after that when I knew I wanted to do something besides just staying at home, because I did that for a while. And everything said counselor, counselor, counselor. So I went and looked into it, and I went to Oakland University in Rochester, Michigan, and I attained my master's in guidance and counseling. And I counseled people at that time. There were a lot of pink slips with teachers, and did that for a variety of years. And then somebody, actually my banker, said to me, "Joyce, what do you do? You're getting more money in the bank." And I told her, and she said, "Would you be willing to give a speech to the people in our industry?" And Charlie, that was the beginning. All of a sudden, instead of one-on-one, there were a group of people that were actually taking notes of what I had to say. So then I joined the National Speakers Association, and the rest is history. I learned all about, you know, how to give a good presentation, how to market, and 20 years later, I'm going back. Instead of the speaking, which I will always do, I'm back to the counseling / coaching again, which is, it's amazing to me. And this is what I always tell people, that we got to figure out what our natural interests, skills are. And hopefully you'll figure that out so you can just do your career, your job, and loving it.
How many people may think they know? Maybe they actually know. Mm-hmm. What that passion is that they have, but are afraid to take that step.
Big time. That's why they need somebody besides family to say, "Nah, it's going to cost money, or you need to go back to school, and that's going to take too much time." Sometimes it's a friend, or it's a professional to just help dig it out. We all have it, Charlotte. We all have that. I'd love to ask you questions about, you know, how you got into this, but maybe on break. It's just, we sometimes need that outsider, and that's why a lot of my clients, and I do coaching on the telephone, which amazes people. I don't do it face-to-face, because enough with the, "Hi, how are you, and let's talk about the weather." For 1 hour, we get right into what the issue is. And now, instead of the old days of counseling, it's the accountability that I am so strong with my clients. And this is where, even when I speak today, last night, we talked a lot about accountability. And that's where I think that it's the missing piece with people, especially in the workplace today.
You referenced then you began kind of in a one-on-one situation, mm-hmm. now doing more of a group setting. Do you still do one-on-one with clients?
Yes, one-on-one.
Kind of mixing them both together?
Yeah, you're listening very well, Charlie. Yeah, that's exactly. The coaching is back to the one-on-one on the phone. And also small groups. That's face-to-face, where I get in there, and if it's one department that isn't getting along with another department, we get down and dirty. You know, and say, okay, what are the positive things here? What do we need to do to recognize some of the challenges? And obviously it takes time to build that trust, because we get into some pretty serious communication issues, especially when people don't like each other. And I'm always telling my clients, you don't have to like people you're working with, but we have to figure out how to get through so that you're enjoying your day. Because if you, listeners, please listen to this one. If you're taking your stress home and you're talking to your loved ones at dinner, mostly about all the stuff that's going on at work that's negative, you need to rethink something. Because that's just, you know, what kind of fun is that in your life? And that just, you're never going to give yourself a chance to just cool.
Yeah, and you bring that negativity home, and suddenly your family is dealing with it, and you have a negative household going on there.
Yes, exactly.
I heard once somebody who, in the same line that you're talking about, was telling me that, and while you still might be negative to whatever happened to you because of your interaction with a person or an event that took place, while you're still grousing about it and talking about it, that person's happily going on with the rest of the day, not even realize the effect they might have had on you. They're controlling your attitude.
Exactly. And that's what I actually talked about in Be Direct with Respect last night with women in leadership, with the members, that when somebody throws you the negativity, you don't need to accept it. When you do, it's yours and it's not theirs anymore. And that's what you were just saying. And so I don't have very many friends anymore, because I tell people, don't walk away from negative people, run. And so when people used to call and complain about their loved ones or their significant others, and I really am a nice person once you get to know me. But after a while, I said, okay, what are you going to do about it? And people didn't want to hear that. They just wanted to hear themselves complain. So I now take that a little step further. What are you going to do about it? And what did you do about it?
Mm-hmm. Joyce Weiss is with us this morning, a conflict resolution consultant in town for an event. We'll remind you about that event because it's something that you can attend to hear more about what Joyce is talking about. And we'll talk more about exactly how she goes about what she does and maybe some tips that can help you. On the Art Lewis Show, Charlie and Ferrer this morning on WSGW, it's 921.
When you pull up your driveway, do you smile?
2001. Limited time offer, prices, packaging, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Art Lewis Show. Charlie for Art this morning. He's vacationing. He's back on Monday. Special guest in studio, our conflict resolution consultant, Joyce Weiss, who does more than just conflict resolution. And you can find out about that in a number of different ways. Joyce, before we get back into our conversation, you've got a website we should let folks know that's got all the information about you, information about what you do, how you do it, and even products for purchase so they can experience what they want at their own pace.
Yes, and it's www.joyceweiss.com, joyceweiss.com. And Charlie, it's interesting today, and I'm not just saying that because it's a sales ploy. It's true. Today is the first day that the site is live. It's always been joyceweiss.com, but it's been revamped, just like what I suggest to my clients, that we need to rebrand ourselves. So why am I telling the listeners this? Because there's probably going to be some links that aren't working. But you know what? If we wait for that perfect day, Charlie, or that perfect job, or we're just going to be waiting for everything. So I decided to take that risk and make it live, tell your listeners that it's there for them. They'll find video blogs on some of the topics we've talked about, Be Direct with Respect or Work-Life Balance, and audio blogs. And there's actually a blog that people, I encourage them to read and respond, because I'm the kind of person that will respond. I'm not just on the show and giving the talk today for women in leadership and leave back to West Bloomfield. One of the things that's so important to me, and we talked about this at the beginning, is the accountability, and I want to be in touch with the people that I touch, because that's how things get changed.
And you mentioned it. Let's mention it again, this event that you're actually appearing at. After you get off the show here, you'll be heading over to Horizon Conference Center. 11:30 registration and noon start time for the event today.
Yes.
And we should mention it's $20, but everyone is welcome to attend, even though it has the title Women. In the title, everybody is welcome to it.
Anybody who wants to come and be involved with a group of women that are sharp, that are making this community as successful as it is. I went back after that session. I was higher than a kite last night, and I only had a glass of bottled water. It was just amazing. So I'm looking so forward to this afternoon. And this afternoon is going to be the topic is Take the Ride of Your Life, which is taken after my book.
I have a copy of the book in front of me, Take the Ride of Your Life. Shift gears for more balanced growth and joy. And you got a woman on a bike here with her arms outraged, a big smile on her face. She looks like she's ready for life.
And isn't that exactly what the book and that's what the talk is? And that's what I'm about, because I'm finding so many people, whether they're employed or not, are just not living their life to the fullest. And it doesn't have to be that way, Charlie.
I certainly don't want to paint everyone with the same brush, but is there a general reason why this is going on? Is everyone caught up in some certain question that they pose to you, or some certain event situation that's going on with lives that's causing people not to take the ride of their life?
No one's ever asked me that question as good as you just did. As I pause, and I want to respond as well as you asked me, I think that I can paint one little brush and say that universally, I see that people are caught up in the negativity, whether it's their negativity or from other people throwing it at them. You can't do that. You don't have the right education, or it's going to cost money, or what do you know about? And we listen. We human beings, we can't help it. We listen to that negativity instead of listening to the people in our lives that are like coaches, whether they're our good friends or our teachers or relatives, the good relatives that don't try to stop us with the barriers. I challenge people all the time when they don't have the light on in their behind their eyes and say, well, what can you do for yourself? What do you want to do? You know, whether it's making a difference, or whether it's volunteering. I'm not saying working. There are a lot of people that are retired that like listening to my message, just because whether you're working or not working, it's the same message. Do what you are skilled to do, what you love to do. And if you don't know what that is, there's so many assessments and different coaches that can help.
Before we continue our conversation, I need to get a traffic note on, because this is certainly going to affect travelers right now. Southbound I-75 is stopped at the rest area. We have an accident near the Bay Saginaw County line. So if you're traveling southbound 75, you're going to find yourself perhaps stopped because of an accident. So we're asking you to use caution in that area, obviously, and watch for authorities responding. And hopefully we'll keep an eye on that and let you know when it starts to flow again. Southbound 75 near the Bay County, Saginaw Bay County line. So this negativity that you're talking about, what's stopping it, tips that you offer, I mean, suggestions, it might be in an overall way that we're talking here this morning, since it's not one-on-one or with a specific group just here on the radio, but mm-hmm. if I said to you, Joyce, so how do we do that? Are there some generalities that we can throw out and say, you need to do this, you need to do this, you need to do this? Or maybe just even step one, try this.
Absolutely. I think one of the, and I covered this last night, one of the tips is that when somebody throws something negative to you, to actually say it. And I'll give you an example, Charlie, because maybe it's not really a negative statement, and we sometimes think it's negative. Someone years ago told one of my clients, you know, you're so intense. And my client brought it up to me and said, Joyce, I don't know why I'm not intense. So I said, go throw that back to that person, because it was a relative. And so let's call the person Sue. So Sue went back to her relative and said, you know, you called me intense. What did you mean? It ended up that it wasn't intense. The person said Sue was really focused. And that's a real positive thing. So sometimes if people throw their negativity to us, if we just throw that word back, number one, maybe it really isn't negative. Oh, I'm so intense, or I can't go back to school. Maybe there really is a good reason that you need to hear. Now, if it really is negative, that's when you got to talk to yourself, and trust me, especially the listeners who are stuck in that traffic jam right now, start asking yourself the question, what can I tell myself so that I stop that negativity? What barrier can I put up? You and I were talking about in break on, you know, how we sometimes have to make things comical, especially in the news today, when there are things that aren't comical, some of the courtroom drama that we've all talked about at our family, instead of getting so intense after that, start and think, wait, how can we laugh about this? Because that's what I'm going to be talking about today, is laughter and humor is such an important part of dealing with our lives, even when we're under stress. And when I was taking a death and dying class, it's not exactly the most humorous class that you would ever take.
It doesn't sound like it.
Charlie, it wasn't. But let me tell you what our instructor brought in, a group of comedians with a panel of mother and fathers who children died. And the whole point of that class, and I was appalled at first. I didn't want to go. I said, that's so irrelevant. Why are we going to have comedians with these, you know, bereaved parents? Every single mother and father said that humor brought them through the grieving process. So that one class a long time ago just has been embedded in my mind that no matter how bad the situation is, we've got to figure, maybe not right away because we have to go through all the different process, but after a while, if you're just still so intense and just everything's so negative, you got to put a positive spin on it. And it's not the Pollyanna stuff that you and I were talking about on break. It's truly being realistic, not being Pollyanna and having, you know, seeing, you know, life is absolutely wonderful. Well, life gets in the way sometimes. And are you going to fight it, or are you just going to, you know, be negative all the time? I know people in my audiences, my clients, after we worked around, worked together for a while, they see it's more important to fight it and give and look at something positive instead of always dealing with the negative stuff.
Is that kind of going to the area when we talk about conflict resolution, that when the negative does approach, brought on by whomever in your life, this goes back to what I said earlier about most people run away from conflict. So you don't want to have that conflict dealing with the negative.
Right.
So you don't ask, you don't turn it around as you talked about and say, what do you mean by that? You just, you run from it and you deal with it on your own, and quite often you don't deal with it well on your own.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden the doctor is telling you that your blood pressure is high, or as I referred to before, you're not sleeping well, or all of a sudden you're gaining a lot of weight because you're eating all that negative hostility. All this stuff, you could read about it on Google or, you know, read books about it. We allow stress to kill us. So if you don't think that I have a personal agenda when I call myself a conflict resolution consultant, the personal agenda is that the tips that we're talking about, they're very doable. You have to stop stopping yourself, if that makes sense. You have to stop putting those barriers in front of you, and then maybe you can see the opportunity there. When I go and I work with teams, the small groups, and all they're doing is saying, let me tell you, Joyce, what the company is taking away and all the negative things, and they're letting people go and I may be next. And when I change that, give them a little time, obviously, to talk about all this because we have to get it out. And then I say, well, what positive things are going on in here? They look at me like I'm crazy. Then I shut up. I let the magic take place. And all of a sudden, they're looking and seeing, hey, at least we have a job. That we have a really lean but a very good team together. And all of the positive things come out. But we're so used to looking at the negative. The opportunities are out here. In Saginaw, in all the areas of here, like I said, I was in Michigan, but we are not allowing ourselves to look for them because of all the negative yuck that we're forcing ourselves to live with.
Joyce Weiss, our guest this morning, and she's talking on the radio now. She'll be talking later on in the special event at Horizons Conference Center. Starts at noon. You can attend. Everyone's welcome. $20 to enjoy the event. We'll talk more about that and more of the conversation with Joyce when we return. On WSGW, it's 9:36.
Men, are you urinating?
9:41 on WSGW. Charlie for Art this morning. Joyce Weiss, conflict resolution consultant and more. You can find out at her website, joyceweiss.com. As she told us earlier, though, it's the brand new redesigned website. Well, she's confident that you'll find everything you need to discover everything you want. If there's a little glitch, that's okay. It's brand new, and we'll work through those things on your website. Again, noon today, 11:30 registration, noon today at Horizons Conference Center. And Joyce, I'm sorry, women, what is the official name of the...
Women in Leadership, Mid-Michigan.
Okay, and while it might be a focus on the women in our area and the professionals that we have and the offering of those who are in the leadership roles, everyone's welcome.
Absolutely.
So men, you can show up too and enjoy yourselves. We are so tied in our lives to what we do for a career. Our work lives, our professional lives are tied to our personal lives. That can be good, I imagine. That can be bad, I imagine. What's your approach to that, Joyce?
Well, my approach is that I have a confession to say to you, Charlie. I'm a workaholic. I'm a workaholic who talks about life prioritization. And that makes me, I think, a pretty authentic person to talk about this. The good news is I admit that. And then when that happens, it's amazing how many people in the audience say that I am too. That's the good news. The bad news is if you let it take it over your life, you know, then who's in charge of your life? So I'm happy to say over the years I've learned a lot of fantastic tips, either from reading or from my audiences and what they do. And just last week I was in Frankenmuth, Michigan, talking to the Chamber of Commerce and the CVB, the Convention and Visitors Bureau, on this part of this topic, and we really covered some very intense moments of, well, if you don't say no and you let other people overstep your boundaries, don't complain to yourself or to your employees that you don't have time and you don't have life. It's, we all have to set boundaries for ourselves. And Charlie, it takes a long time, and it doesn't just you don't learn a tip and then your life is changed. I mean, no more. I don't do that. I don't even pretend to. But it's the fact that if we allow life to take over, then we're allowing it. We have to set boundaries, whether it's limiting our lunch meetings, whether it's doing more video broadcasting instead of being one-on-one, at a meeting, whether it's learning to say the two-letter word no.
Well, I don't mean to interrupt, but I've got to ask you, because that, I'm guilty of that, and I imagine you probably have an audience of nearly, if not everyone, raising their hands if you asked those who don't say no. I guess the question is, saying no is one thing. How do you say no is the problem?
And it is a problem. And I have a solution that helped me, and it has helped a lot of my clients, is that when you know you want to be, let's say, home with your family, you get a picture of your family and you put it on a bulletin board. If you want to take that vacation that you keep on saying no to your family or to yourself, you put a picture of that island or that mountain that you want to climb. Whatever it is, then when someone asks you to do something, maybe by you looking at those pictures, that'll be your chance to say, I would love to help out with that committee, and I am going to talk to you a year from now. Right now, I have just way too many things on my plate. You don't have to go through a 17-list discussion of, well, I'm chair of this, people don't need to hear that. You don't even need to.
People don't want to hear that.
And forget it for yourself, because you're just going to give yourself more stress. If you just are honest with yourself and them in a respectful way, thank you so much for asking me. A year from now, call me and let's see where I am right now. I've got too much on my